There are several marquee acts that are going to be inducted into the hall. Exile, who almost everybody at least knows for their big hit, I Want to Kiss You All Over, as well as a long string of country hits, and really a many decades long career, is finally being inducted, along with the Kentucky Headhunters, who have been a longtime Southern rock act. One thing that really came out in Walter Tunis's pieces on both of them in Weekender today is these guys have known each other a long time, and they're really good friends. I was there when they were announced about a year ago over at WKYT, and you could just see there was a great rapport between them. And, you know, I think people who are at the ceremony are going to see some guys having a lot of fun sharing the spotlight. Also being inducted is Stephen Curtis Chapman, who is a longtime star in the Christian music genre, and he's from Paducah. And then a number of other acts, including the Hilltoppers, who were very popular back in the mid-20th century, Old Joe Clark and Skeeter Davis. So, yeah, both, you know, acts that are more contemporary people know, and also some real legends of Kentucky music.
And they really don't have too hard a time at finding talent that qualifies to be in a Hall of Fame around here, do they?
No, I mean, kind of a testament is that it's taken a while for Exile to get inducted. I mean, they would have seemed to be a slam dunk quite a while ago, and they're finally getting the honor. And, you know, the cool thing is they always say, what is the saying about, you know, a prophet is never recognized in his own land? You know, that's always a challenge for any artist to get recognition at home where everybody knows you. So it's quite a thing when your home state says, either through this or like the governor's awards, which, you know, several of these folks have won too, you know, that in your home state we're going to honor you for the work that you have done. It's quite a big deal.
UK Opera, Pair Works, it's performing this weekend as well.
Right. It's this is part of their opera studio program, which is really targeted to get undergraduate singers on stage. A lot of the UK operas really feature graduate students who have a little bit more stage experience. So the aim of the opera studio program is to give the undergrads a chance to shine. They have two operas that they're presenting at First Presbyterian Church on Friday and Saturday. One of them is Suor Angelica, which is kind of a long-known piece. Another one is not as well-known. It's called Cox and Box, and it's about two guys who apparently live in an apartment together but never see each other because one works in the daytime, one works at night, and they, from what I understand, apparently encounter each other in this opera. The fun thing that I've heard about this opera is there is an aria about bacon, which I am sure many people in the listening audience would be happy to sing an aria to the wonders of bacon.
Finally, the Kentucky Theater needs to retool, buy some new equipment. They're having a big fundraiser at the end of the month.
Michael Shannon is a well-known, well-regarded actor, film actor. He was a nominee for the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor a few years ago for his performance in Revolutionary Road. He is coming in for the opening of his film Mud, which he co-stars in with Matthew McConaughey and Reese Witherspoon at the Kentucky Theater. He's going to do a reception and do a Q&A after, and it's going to be a big fundraiser for the Kentucky Theater effort, and that's going to be on April 26th. Also announced this week, the Harry Dean Stanton Film Festival announced that their celebrity guest this year is going to be Crispin Glover, who a lot of people probably remember as George McFly in Back to the Future. He also played Andy Warhol in The Doors and a lot of kind of, you know, kind of awkward characters. And he is coming in for a screening of Wild at Heart, which he was in along with Nicolas Cage, Laura Dern, and Harry Dean Stanton.